It's Mark and Walt in the morning, sunny 101.9. As we continue on this Tuesday morning, I'm Walt Lindela. It is time for our regular active physical therapy update. Joining me today, J.J. Sadler, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy in Marquette. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here with us this morning because we're talking about something that has kind of a, well, it's an interesting name, but it could start as heel pain. Tell us a little bit about what your topic is and what you're going to share with us today.
Yeah, so I want to talk about plantar fasciitis. It's interesting, but it's the most common cause of heel pain. But the name itself, plantar fasciitis, it really just means that there's inflammation of the plantar fascia or the thick band in the bottom of your foot that runs from the bottom of your toes to the front of your heel bone.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about how this can develop.
Well, that's a relevant question due to the time of year we're in. I would like to think with spring being kind of on the way, Mother Nature is not really making up her mind just yet, but the long-distance runners or track athletes, sometimes just the increase in overall workload and activity can put some increased stress there. Or those that have been sedentary throughout the winter and then progress to too quickly through a walking or running program can often start to develop some of the plantar fasciitis. And then, obesity or increased weight, waiters or factory job workers that stand and walk for long periods of time, it's often due to an increased stress that's placed on the plantar fascia. And then sometimes we see it in pregnant women. Those with flat feet or high arches or a real tight Achilles can also develop plantar fasciitis.
We're talking with J.J. Sadler this morning, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. Now, you mentioned that this is the most common cause of heel pain, but what are some of the symptoms? I mean, what are some of the things more specifically to look for if you're having some of these matters?
Yeah, so the first thing is the location of the pain. It's often right in front of the heel, so kind of we call it your calcaneus. But the muscle starts there, and that plantar fasciitis base starts there and then goes up towards the toes, so you'll feel it right there. Usually, it's worse in the morning upon waking up or after sitting for a while. So, you know, those waiters or runners, after they go for that long run and then they kind of sit and relax for a while, they would probably feel it after they get up from the couch for sitting for a while. It kind of stiffens up, and then it'll tend to relax with increased activity.
What are some of the treatment options? What can be done if somebody's having this?
Well, first off, just an easy strategy if you feel like you're struggling with this in the moment is you can just throw a pillow on the floor before you take a few steps when you wake up in the morning, and then just kind of step on that, and you just kind of rock back and forth on your feet, and that should give the plantar fascia some time to relax before you take a few steps. That can be really effective and might be something you could try just immediately. But the medical management, there's a lot of different things that can be done. There's night splints, some supportive shoes or orthotics that can be given, or steroid injections. And oftentimes those are used supplemental with a doctor in combination of physical therapy as well. But our conservative management looks like, we're going to do some ice to the area to try to get that to relax. Rest and unload the plantar fascia, and then we'll do some manual therapy. We can do some Graston, some stuff with some instruments, trigger point therapy. We even have a new strategy called dry needling, which just goes straight to the plantar fascia. That's a new option for us here at Active, but that has shown to be pretty effective with those with plantar fascia as well. And then there's a variety of exercises and stretches that we can do to relax the plantar fascia.
We're talking with J.J. Sadler. He is a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy for our Active Physical Therapy update. Now, if someone is having this condition, this pain in the feet that's coming, what can people do and how can you guys help out in Active?
A good strategy is always trying to contact your doctor, and then your PCP potentially could have some good options for you or referral to someone else that knows more about the foot specifically. But if you're struggling and you don't really know what to do, you could contact us at 226-0574, and we could do a short consultation to help determine a better plan of action and if really what you're dealing with in your foot is truly plantar fasciitis or we might think it's something else. And then you can find us at 1455 West Fair Avenue in Marquette, Or you could look us up at stayactiveup.com.
J.J. Sadler on the line with me today, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. Some good information there, J.J. I appreciate your time this morning, and hopefully if people are having some pains in the heel and pains in the feet, they'll get a chance to come in and see you and get something done about it. Thanks a lot this morning.
Yeah, we'd love to have them, and thanks. It's been a real pleasure.
It's J.J. Sadler, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have it at our website at sunny.fm. Look for the Active Physical Therapy link for all of the updates. It's all about keeping you connected to the community on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.